This is a podcast about relationships that I'm sure you'll love. Follow Caitlin and Egypt as they discuss the ins and outs of their vacationship. This week we discuss cheating and dating.
Hey, my name is Caitlin.
And I'm Egypt.
And this is
Vacationships.
Welcome back, everyone, to our second half of our first season. We're going to label it that. I know we took a little bit of a break, but you know we back. What's that song, Egypt?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Jump off? Yeah, I'm going to sing a little bit. No, I'm joking. So, we've been gone for a little bit, and a lot of things have been happening. So, we're going to get a little...
I got my master's. I finished school. I'm free. But now, Kaylin's back in school.
Yes. I'm pursuing my master's now. Also, you know, your boy put a ring on it. Let me get a little woo-woo.
Yes. Oh, wait. Woo-woo.
Thank you. You know what I'm saying? Went out, you know, bought the ring, you know, did my thing, you know. But, you know.
Okay.
So, as you can see, we have a lot of things to celebrate, but we're going to get straight to our topic today, okay?
Cheating and dating.
Cheating and dating.
So we had to bring in our friends for this episode because me and Kaylin is obviously not enough opinions to talk about cheating and dating.
Right.
So we have Precious here.
What's up, what's up?
We have our friend Sean as well.
Hey.
We're going to do a little round table talk, okay? That's what I do in my class. Do a little round table talk here. Everyone's just going to go around and say what they... or how they feel about cheating. So I'm going to start off. Personally, I don't like it. Okay? If you're a cheater, me and you might not get along. But, you know, people cheat. People have their own views on that. I'm going ahead and pass it on over to Miss P. Precious Hobie.
I don't like cheating. I feel it's weak. I feel like people who do it have something they're missing in their life. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's really grimy to do it. Once you decide to be in a relationship, that's what you need to focus on. If you're busy trying to create some kind of relationship with somebody else, then maybe you shouldn't have started in the first place.
Can I just ask you one question? Are those your personal beliefs?
Those are my personal beliefs. And I follow them. Hence why if I don't take you seriously, then we can't be in a relationship.
So
are you calling Precious out right now?
I'm just asking. I'm not calling you a cheater.
You want to make sure she practices. You
have a specific amount of guidelines that you follow.
And hence why I set these guidelines for myself. Hence why I haven't put myself in a situation where if I don't care about you enough, then we're not going to be in a relationship in the first place. So it won't increase the chance of me cheating at all. So I walk away from the situation. If I don't like you, we're not dating. We're not being together. That is what it is.
And that makes sense. All right. So my thoughts and feelings on cheating, it's been a rough couple of years, like learning and experiencing about cheating and like why people do it. But honestly, like today, like this day, my thoughts and feelings are, if you're going to be in a relationship, focus on that relationship. Just like Precious said, like, you're in a relationship for a reason. If you don't want to be with me, Kaylin, then tell me that. There's no need to cheat on me.
Preach.
You made a commitment to me. So let's keep
that. Why does this have to get specific? Like, why do you have to say, if I want to cheat on you,
I'm in a relationship with you, so I'm calling you out.
I'm gonna call your ass out too.
Even if you have the urge, like, yo, Egypt, I'm about to cheat on you. All right, bye. There's the door. Get out my apartment. Everything is mine.
That's cool.
If you're cheating on me,
so you gonna
best
pay
believe. Best
so,
believe.
As you all heard it here first. Egypt's taking over the rent.
No, but seriously.
There we go.
All jokes aside.
Yes.
If you're gonna cheat, like, just let me know. Like, it's easier that way. What's the point of getting, like, hurting someone that you invested so much time in? What is the point of hurting them? Like, I don't understand.
You asking me as if I did something to you.
I'm telling the world. Oh, I'm not asking you.
You look dead in my eyes.
Okay.
All right, so you want to take a stab at, you know, your feelings towards...
Yeah, I think my opinion of cheating changed over time, obviously. You know, so I was growing up, it was like normal. Like, oh, my niggas cheating on the girls. That's just normal. Even in high school, like, I participated in cheating. I'm not going to lie, but it got older. Like, I'm like, dad, this shit is kind of fucked up.
So did you only do it in high school, or are you
doing only in high school? Yeah, and then after that, like, I don't know. When you take somebody serious, I feel like it's messed up. But like, if y'all just around each other, then it's all fair game. I feel like, I don't know. If you're not, you could tell that some if your partner takes you serious.
Mm-hmm.
So if y'all just kicking it, like y'all just chilling and. Oh, it's not really cheating.
Well,
but if you dating for years or close to a year, like I feel like you're serious.
There's some people who think kicking it means like that they in a relationship though.
Those people are crazy. They're mentally unstable.
Well, what if you said they what?
Mentally unstable.
Why they gotta be mentally unstable?
Hold up, flag on the play, boy, girl, whoever I'm speaking to. Okay, you're kicking it. If this man. Is not always kicking with you every day, all the time. What makes you think you're in a relationship? He could be kicking it with every Tom, Dick, and Harry. Like, Beth, Suzanne.
You
could be one of his homies.
That's the point I'm trying to get at. Just because you go on a date with somebody and, like, y'all hang out one day a week or, like, on the weekend, that don't mean nothing. Like, y'all could just be having a good time. But
that's what I'm saying. There's two people.
You got to tell if your partner's taking you serious.
For these crazy people, it's best to set boundaries so you won't have to deal with that craziness because nobody got time.
Now,
I wish I could see her face right now.
Now, if your partner is showing all signs that they're serious and they're really not, then you know they're just foul. But
yeah, horrible character.
So
I think for the most part, you could tell real quick like how your partner is.
So I want to bring it
moving.
I want to bring cheating and dating into the. Millennial stages.
Hold on, before you go, Egypt gotta go first, right?
Yeah. Well, I went already.
I have a point though. Mm-hmm.
So we all have like a mutual agreement. Wait, what's the mutual agreement?
I forgot. Cheating's foul.
Okay.
Yeah, cheating sucks.
So it should be laid out in the beginning. Like, hey, we're dating. We're exclusive. That's it.
Yeah. Okay. Communication.
And that's why it's important to set boundaries. Communicate those boundaries to each other.
And if you got a question. If your partner's serious or not, they're not serious.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they're not serious.
But, like I was saying, bringing cheating and, like, dating, because we're going to get to dating in a little bit, because, well, bringing it into the 21st century, where we have all these millennials, and I'm labeling millennials as anybody who was born probably, like, 96.
I'll say after 95.
After 95? Damn. Mm-hmm. Sorry, 96. Like, 95. I try to put you in there. Like, if you was born after 95, I feel like some people just don't, they just don't care. Like, and I think that's where, like, relationships or the thought of love is, like, deteriorating with that, like, millennial generation because.
I don't know, man. I think that's kind of unfair. I think people have been cheating for years. So.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not that's a millennial.
So people, okay. That's true. Okay. People have been cheating for years, but think about like today, right now.
Today, people
if you were to ask like if you okay, so people are dating differently.
So if you were born in 95, 96, how old would you be today?
Let me bust out the calculator.
You said 95?
95, 96.
You'd be 22.
You'd be 22.
23.
Like, and
so if you're 22, 23 today.
Oh yeah, in fact, I got a late birthday, so yeah.
Yeah, like I feel like the way that the new generation is coming up, and yes, new generation, I said this shit, it's coming up. It's like, yo, what's the point, like, of getting in a relationship or building a foundation and starting a family? Like, for people who were born in, like, 90s, 92, 93, like, even though in 94, I say 95, there's always been, like, that thought, like, okay, when I grow up, I want a family, I want a wife, kids, and, you know, big house. Okay, not everybody. I'm not saying everybody. Pressure's over here giving me the nah sign. We're gonna.
This
get
is
into
your
that.
Opinion. It's okay
this is
to
my
have an opinion.
This is my strict opinion.
This is the idea
it's,
you grew
it's
up
fine.
On.
Yeah, this is the idea. This is what I grew up on, and that I think people in my generation.
So hold up, wait, pause. You don't want that ever.
Said ever, I'm just not in a rush for it. I personally.
Nobody say you gotta be in a rush.
I'm about to say your face is green.
Okay, look. My grandma would tell you, even as a young kid, I didn't really want my. Cinderella forever and ever. I didn't really care about that shit. Okay? So, I understand. I mean, through time,
but
I realized there is an importance to having that special bond with someone. over the years, having somebody you can always rely on, somebody to always come home to.
So
I do.
It was just a yes.
But
no, I didn't
at first, for a long, long time, I never wanted the shebang. I wanted a lifelong commitment with a dude who stayed in my house.
Mm-hmm.
We were together. We paid bills. We were together. It was a known thing. We had kids.
You wanted a roommate.
That's
what
it sounds like.
A roommate
that you just
split the bills with.
That you fucked
up. Yeah. And then you just. But
then I realized there's more to it than. Well, I mean, when you're a kid and what you are now, there's two different kind of things.
Exactly.
But you're still, like.
I'm not.
You're still
anti,
getting to my point.
Don't,
because that.
Yeah.
What's
eventually
your point?
That you want.
State your point again, Kevin.
My point is that, like. Is that. Most people born before a certain time want certain things as far as family and relationship goes.
True.
After the time period that I stated, I feel like people don't look at it like that. Like, they just look at it like, well, what I need this nigga for? What I need this girl for? What I need? So there's no thoughts of the future as far as being, like, together. Like, and to me, not trying to get off topic, but that's, like, the destabilization of the black family. You know what I'm saying? Because if black people don't want to be in family with other black people, then there ain't going to be no families to be with. But
so are you speaking for black people only, or are you speaking for everybody? Because
yeah,
now you're getting kind of general.
Okay. I was talking about, well, for the black family thing.
Black people,
about,
millennials, or everybody? You got to pick one.
I'm all over the place. I got a lot. So let me just take back the black family thing. But I think, you know, as far as millennials go all over the world, there's no thought of relationships or, like, the future. And I don't know why, honestly.
I think with millennials, it's more in your face. Like I was saying, everybody cheats, like, no matter the year. But with social media, like, it's just, it kind of is more discouraging. Like, I seen a video of a girl, like, giving head, and, like, her boyfriend's on speaker. And it's just, like, when you see this, it's like, yo, why would I take a girl serious when they're doing stuff like this?
Mm.
So I think for millennials, it's more in your face. Like, damn, you really fat. Or you know, guys are posting things and they have a girlfriend. It's like, damn, it's really fat. We're like in the 80s or 70s and stuff. You're not really seeing it, but the same stuff is happening. It's just kind of more private.
More discreet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
More discreet.
I can get behind that.
That's very true, though.
I get mine.
Because nowadays, you got them doing everything, anywhere, wherever they please, in front of their parents, in front of the public people, outside, in school,
people
mall.
Doing stuff in front of their parents?
Yo, bro, I'm talking about.
There's just so much bold stuff happening. And what is the point of trying to set yourself and put yourself in a relationship when you know.
Yeah, like, are you trying to hurt? Like,
there's no trust. It's like they don't want to trust anyone. They don't trust anybody.
Yeah.
So they're not creating
it.
And I don't understand the meaning
behind
Egypt, it.
I mean, what Precious said is a fact about in front of their parents. The first girl I met in Maryland that I like hit, her mom was in the kitchen. Like, we walked to her house. I thought it was a dead mission. Like, oh, dope, I'm about to just chill in here. And then she was like, yo, you coming upstairs? It's like, yeah. Like, your mom cool with this? She was like, yeah. And then we went upstairs, did our own thing. Like, yeah, people don't care about their parents no more. Not everybody. But it's more parents are accepting it. Like, that would have never happened in my house.
Not in my house.
Clearly, that happened at her spot.
Not
like,
in my house, but I feel like most parents would rather you do it in the house.
Hold
like,
up.
They have a general idea.
Not my parents.
Not my parents either. But look, some parents are like, I don't want you to sneak and hide because then you might get yourself pregnant or with some kind of disease or something.
So this is
pregnant,
good.
Don't matter. You're in a car or in bed. Like.
So this actually got me thinking about just like a broader view of things. So with social media and, you know, millennials, we talking about cheating. Like, is it, like, can you see that, or what, like, can you see different signs that people are cheating on you? Like, how can you tell if someone's cheating on you nowadays with all these, like, social medias, Instagram, Facebook, and all that stuff? Like, do you just, like, guess, or is it just, like, your feeling? Like, I never been cheating on, so I don't know about, like, the signs of cheating, or, like, is it different now? Like, I don't know.
But what my friends have told me, apparently when they get cheated on or think they get cheated on, they become into some personal investigator and crap and just start looking at stuff. But he never did this before. What is he doing? Oh, he just added her. Oh, is he messaging her? Oh, I see DMs. Oh, it be coming.
I wish I could see her.
Yes! They be becoming crazy. Like, some of my friends, I'm like, at the end of the day, if the man is cheating on you and you think he's cheating on you and that created some kind of doubt, then why bother? Like, it is what it is. Why bother? For real.
So you're saying they should just know.
They should just know. You get a vibe. I don't care what anybody say. Women's intuition is a real thing.
It's true. Especially when you've been with someone for a certain amount of time. If something is off, there's a reason. Like, it didn't just happen because there's a reason.
I think you can definitely tell. Like Egypt said, the signs is going to be there. It's like, if you, say you're dating a girl, and then she say, oh, I'm about to go out with my friends, like, just text me. Like, something isn't right if she don't normally do that shit. Like, if she normally is blowing you up all the time, even when she's out with her friends, and now she's just kind of distant, it's always going to be a sign. It's never just like, oh, it just happened, I didn't notice.
But there are people.
You might have not paid attention to it, but the signs are there.
Oh, okay. Not pay attention to it as, like, just ignore the shit.
Yeah, like, give them benefit of the doubt. Like, oh, nah, they wouldn't do that. That's not what this is.
And, that's a problem. A lot of people do give a lot of people a benefit of the doubt. And when you do that, you kind of set yourself up.
I think that the people cheating fuck you up, though. Because that's where that whole...
Like, is it your fault?
Not even that. They'd be like, oh, do you trust me? Like, oh, if you had trust, like, you wouldn't have the issue. You're just insecure. Like, why are you asking me all these questions?
So they try to flip it on you. Like,
yeah.
Reverse psychology.
Yeah. Because I hear that a lot. Not even with just cheating people, but regular people, not regular people who don't cheat. They be like, oh, if my partner trusts me, it's not a big deal. But it's like, that don't really make sense to me. Like, you could trust somebody I can have all the trust in the world, right? Say I had a girlfriend. I have all the trust in the world in her. And she's still cheap. That don't mean nothing. Like, just because I trust you doesn't mean you're not going to do it. Like, do whatever it is. Like,
you don't know what's going on in there.
Yeah. Right?
Well, okay. So I see what you're talking about. But I slightly disagree. Just because... So I trust Egypt, and Egypt trusts me. Right?
Yeah.
So we have trust. But what you're saying is there's still a possibility. Like,
yeah, for sure. For sure. Because, all right, this is the point I'm getting to. If Egypt say... Yo, I'm out with my friends, and you're home, or you're out with the boys. Like, it's a boys' night and girls' night. What I'm saying is, y'all can have trust in each other, but that doesn't mean the other person won't do something. Like, for God's not out, say it's a God's vacation, and we in Vegas.
Oh.
Nothing's going to stop you from, like, fucking a girl. Egypt can have all the confidence in the world in you. And vice versa. If your girl's in Vegas, and...
People have choices.
But nah, that's what I'm talking about.
No, but I'm saying your confidence level doesn't impact what your partner does.
Because you never know.
Yeah. I mean, there's always going to be a chance. But at the end of the day...
I know, but I'm saying people will say, oh, you're insecure. Like, if you had confidence in me,
I don't know if it's me, but people.
It just sounds like you're talking about two different things, though, because you're talking about, like, one, you just mentioned,
I'm
like,
showing both perspectives, or at least I'm trying to.
Like, you said there's people who cheat, and they'll say, like, oh, you should trust me, but then there's people in relationships who say, you should trust me. Are you just saying, like...
I'm saying they both say that.
He's saying two different perspectives. You got the type of person who's, like... She won't notice if I cheat because she trusts me so much. She just knows I'm going to always be there. And then you got the type of people who, when they get caught up on it, they're like, you think I'm cheating because that's why you're calling me out about it, because you might be guilty of cheating yourself. There's two different type of people.
Yeah. Like, all right, so bet. Egypt go out, right? Like, y'all cool. I ain't wishing nothing on y'all. Say Egypt cheats, right? If you question that shit, Egypt could be like, what, you insecure? Like, you got confidence in me. I'm not going to cheat.
Right.
But at the same time,
you
can have confidence in Egypt. Egypt cheat. Like,
don't look at me like that.
I'm
God.
I'm understanding this shit, and I'm always going to come back to
Caleb put his
fact.
Hand on his head.
Like, that whole idea of what I'm saying is terrible.
Oh,
you got confidence in your partner, so they're not cheating. To me, that's a terrible idea.
Yeah, I don't agree with that shit at all, because... Well, no. I understand what you're saying, but the idea is stupid, because, like, I still, like... If I have a feeling, like, I don't give a fuck what Egypt say. If she say, oh, you insecure, that's fine. I know your ass is up to something. I don't care how insecure you think I am. I'm still think something's going on.
What I'm saying is that might be you, but I think that line works on a lot of people. Okay, so, some people would be like, oh, dang, I probably am tripping.
It's because they're weak-minded and they're not strong in their beliefs.
I think it all depends. No, wait.
First of all,
the person who's staying faithful is not their fault.
Okay.
About to get some precious knowledge.
She ain't write this down.
She done got all quiet.
Okay. Look, cheating is horrible. Yes. Okay. But when you set yourself in relationships, everybody comes in there with a mindset and a moral. Everybody has morals and the morals they go by.
Do we change over time? Is my question.
Now, if you it's okay.
Like your morals at 24 might be different than your morals at 30.
I mean, yeah, but when you're 24, you're not really dating to get married, bro.
At 24,
me and Egypt was dating since we was 21.
I know, but some people aren't. It's circumstances. Okay, it's circumstances. Okay. It depends on the person. See that. Yeah. When you're like 30, you're dating to be married. I think that's what you
like told. Like,
that's what I'm saying. It depends on what kind of stage of life you are in that point.
Yeah. And I know, like, my dad told me, if you dating a girl, like, after 25, if you don't see yourself taking her serious, like, there's no point in dating her.
I mean, that's very true, because at that point, you're trying to set up a foundation. So, when you become a family and do all this extra stuff, y'all are on the same page. But back to what I had to say. Okay. I feel like every set person has a moral guideline. And they say when you're in a relationship, you start compromising, but your morals, you don't compromise that. You tend to try to date people with the same morals as you. So when it comes to cheating and whatnot, now I kind of forgot my thought because it got me off. I had a whole platform.
Your train of thought went away.
I'm going to take over. I think it all depends on the person. So if me and Kaylin been together for 10 years, and he goes on some crazy trip with his friends for someone else's bachelorette party. We're going to say Sean. For Sean's bachelorette party. And
who are you going to marry?
Kaylin loves me. He's married to me. We have an understanding. But it's a difference between cheating and temptation. If this girl comes to you and grabs you and kisses on you and is starting to do all this stuff, are you going to accept that? Are you going to push her away and say, I'm married, I don't want anything to do with that? Are you going to accept it? That's the difference to me.
Let me ask a question.
I agree with that. In your scenario, Sean, hold on.
What
I was saying in your scenario, right, is whether Kaylin does it or not has nothing to do with your confidence in him. That's what I'm saying. That's what people say. Oh, if you had confidence in me, I'm not cheating.
Let's get down to the nitty gritty.
Let's get down to the nitty gritty though,
because you just brought up something. So I go on this trip, of course, and it's 10 years later. Right. This girl come up to me because I'm suave, I'm cool, I'm sexy, you know what I'm saying? I'm chill.
Oh, God.
Fly
guy. This man.
Mr. Fly Guy, stay fly. And she grabs me and she just be kissing on me and stuff, right? If I come to you, I say, yo, Egypt. Don't get kicked off the pocket. Don't get kicked off the pocket.
Kaylin.
So I'm chilling, I'm cool, I'm fly, I'm sexy, I'm cool, you know what I'm saying? So she comes up to me, which is a random case. Like, sorry. She started kissing on me, loving on me and shit.
And I'm like, on you.
Like, hugging me and shit. I don't know. So I'm like, yo, she back got up. I'm like, back up. I'm like, back up, shorty. It's not going down like that. Married 10 years. Boom. I come back to you now and I'm like, yo, E, yo, son, this girl was kissing on me, loving on me, you know what I'm saying? But I told her back that ass up. What's going to be your response? Because most women will be like, oh, so you out here cheating on me? You kissing on
him? Excuse me. As my husband of 10 years,
what if I was caught off guard? What if I was so drunk?
As my husband of 10 years, I would believe you because you told me what happened.
Yep. And then you gonna throw them tricks out.
If you didn't tell me, wait, Kaylin. If you didn't tell me what happened, and we happen to all go out, And then Sean's like, yo, remember that time when that girl tried to jump on you? I'm like, Sean would never do
that. Sean, that is you.
What's that Kevin Hart joint?
Nigga.
If one of your other friends brought it up, I'd be like, I don't remember that incident. What happened with that? Then I would think something more happened because you, as my husband of 10 years, did not tell me. Boom.
Shaka-laka. I was just trying to bring up the strength between this relationship. There we go. See? So that was a role play.
Shut down.
Once you've been in a relationship for so long, you kind of know each other's routine. Mm-hmm. And so if something just starts to flip out of nowhere, your guards are going to be up regardless. No matter how much trust you have or how the other person may flip it on you, if you know their routine and you know how they are as a person and you know their personality, you already know what it is.
Something changed.
Something changed. Something had to happen.
So I want to switch it up. So do you think cheating can be prevented?
Yeah. It depends on circumstances.
Cheating definitely can be prevented, but I feel like it has to be something that happens in their relationship. Mm-hmm. People don't... Well, no. Some people don't just get up one morning, just wake up like, you know what? I'm about to go cheat on my wife. Like, But I feel like this, it's never the answer. It's never the answer, though. Yeah. It's never the answer, but I feel like there has to be something that leads to that. Like, there has to be an influence, either from, like, an outside source, whether it be a friend, or it be, like, a coworker, or it be something like that. Or just, like, you just feel like,
I disagree. One question. I'm against cheating and everything, but I just have one question. I just want to know how y'all feel about it. If the partner is cheating because their partner isn't good in bed, is that really bad?
So that's not. Yes. That's bad, bad because
it's
they
still
should
cheating.
Be
with them. It's still cheating. But
say
like,
something. Stay
like.
Some
so wait. Even if you told him multiple times, so, this is what he needs to do. We're gonna,
okay. Because I was about to say.
Here's my thing.
So hold on.
If it doesn't work out, you don't need to be with that person.
I was about to say. If you have a problem with him in bed, and y'all try to do different things, and it still don't work out, then
y'all
you,
not meant to be.
Baby, you're not in the right place.
Yes,
you need to go get
exactly.
in the right place. Yo. No, don't.
That is the
go
most,
get,
most
go,
polite put down I've
go,
ever heard about.
Go
life.
To the right place, but don't
what?
Cheat on him. Go.
Exactly.
Say, you know what?
Yo.
You know what?
You know
Jimmy,
I'm going to
use Jimmy because I don't know nobody named Jimmy. Jimmy, I love you, but it's not working, okay? But
you know
don't just
cheat
go cheat on
that.
Jimmy. Don't go cheat on Jimmy just because Billy... down the street got the bomb, you know what I'm saying? Go back to Jimmy.
Look, I agree. It's
try,
messed up.
And then if it don't work out with Jimmy, go to Billy.
It is
okay?
Messed up. I just wanted to see what y'all was going to say. Because, you know, there are some people who really cheat on people. They love their relationship with that person. But they cheat on that person because the one thing they're missing is a sexual...
So the point...
So,
the
so
point for the point for that, though, is that people need to just not stay in that situation. Like, it doesn't make sense. Because if you don't... Look... Let's just be real. Part of a relationship is communication and
sex.
There
yeah.
we go.
Wait,
boom.
Can I bring all something right. up? Can I bring
so,
something up?
Yes.
Okay. I want to talk about monogamy. If you're having problems in your relationship or if you want to be with someone, you love this person, but they're not like doing it, air quote, for you, then be in an open relationship and talk about being in an open relationship. Like
that's a whole nother conversation.
So I think that
because
has to do with
you
dating
might have,
also. Like,
you might have
some
to convince
people can't
your
handle
partner
like,
to
that's something that should be put out in the
like,
front. Put
that
it out
is,
in the front.
But some people can't handle that. They're not confident in themselves and they're not secure in their relationship
yo,
to handle that.
That's
yeah,
true,
that's a fact.
True.
Like I don't
for
think
some people.
I could be wrong, but I don't think that's like a knock.
But
like,
some people
if
really
a girl,
can't
if your woman walk up to you one day, one random ass day, and it's like, yo, I kind of want to explore other sexual
no,
options.
No.
Like,
I don't think it's
that's
something...
That's nobody going to feel good about that.
No,
like,
I don't think it's something that should be brought up, like, in the middle of the relationship. But, like, if you know it's something that you want, that should be, like, just be upfront with it. Like, hey, I like girls. I like guys. I want to be with you. Do you have a problem with me doing this? No? Okay, good. Yes?
Okay, that's
so
different than
so
open
wait.
Relationship.
Yeah.
For open relationship... See, that's like... I mean, it sounds like you're saying... You want to let your partner know you're bi, which to me is different than an open relationship.
But for some people, if you come at somebody like if they want to, let's say I want to be with you, right? You, mind you, the answer would be hell no. But if you were like Kaylin, let's explore. Like we're just gonna date people,
yeah,
and see how this goes. But we can be together and live in the same house. I'm gonna run as fast as I can in the opposite direction because I'm like, at the end of the day, you're not serious about you're not taking me seriously because you want to take you want to explore. Like, if you want to explore, be Dora and go explore the fucking world by yourself. Okay, I'm not gonna be part
but
of your experiment.
But that's not what works for you. It might work for someone else.
Hey, what I'm saying though for that someone else is that if they want a relationship, well, what I'm saying is for. So Sean goes up to a girl and is like, okay, we're in a relationship, but I want to be open. If she doesn't want that but says yes because she wants to be with Sean, she needs
that's
to reevaluate what she's doing. Like,
yeah,
but there
that's
are people
her problem.
Who do that. People do that.
But
like,
you can't be mad.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they can be a little mad.
You can't be.
Disagree on things.
Man, look.
That's
all
a
I have
huge
to say,
thing to disagree on, but.
Yeah.
All I have to say is that, like I said before, I'm glad that I'm engaged because this whole dating and... Like, the dating scene is crazy. Like, being single nowadays, Precious, you're in a relationship. I'm sorry. Sean, you're a single guy.
Let's talk about dating in 2018.
Sean, we gonna pass the mic to you because you dating in 2018.
So, I think dating in 2018 is kind of broad. I think it's like how is it dating in your 20s? And the reason I say that is because when you're like a teenager, it's easy to find a male or female, depending on whatever you're looking for. So if I wanted to talk to a female, I just go to school. Like, there's hallways full of women. Where as an adult, like 26, is you don't see nearly as many people. Only time I really see a lot of females if I go out. We're like, so that's one day out of the 7 days of the week. Where I was in school, it's 5 out of 7 I could just go talk to whoever I want. So I think it's different in the sense of, like, your choices aren't as large as it was before.
So you said dating, and we're talking about dating 2018, but you said your 20s, but it sounds like you're breaking up your mid-20s and your early 20s.
I think it's harder when you get into the real world. That's what you're trying to say.
I think that's different, yeah. Because early 20s...
You're in college and you're surrounded. Y'all are in close...
People everywhere.
Yeah.
But mid-20s is
like... I can get with that.
Yeah.
I mean, most people spend like 1 or 2 years in their 20s in college. The rest of your 20s aren't in college. Because most people graduate when they're like 21, 22.
Mm-hmm.
So it's another whole another 8 that you really...
Oh, okay.
So would you say it's harder now? It's harder.
Yeah. Because you see less people. And then, like, if things that you look forward, not look forward to, but things that are, like, a definite go, it's different. Like, if you're in college and you're like, oh, I don't want to talk to somebody who has kids, it's a lot easier to find that when you are 18, 19. You become, like, 26, 27, 28. It's not as likely. Like, you're like, oh, I don't want to talk to no guy who has, like, a kid or a baby mother. Yeah. Your chances of finding that at 18 is very good. Your chances of finding that at 28 is low. Like, so, you think you have the same chance?
I'm not saying it's high, but I'm not saying it's low either. It's like
what are
in
you
the
saying? So you think it's about
the
same?
Middle's about the same.
I'm sorry.
No. Not for my 18, but what I'm saying here now. But what I'm saying is,
everybody
I've dated a lot. I've talked to a lot of guys. They're a lot of his guys who don't have kids.
That's so guys, though. We're talking about females.
First of all, females are easy. Let's keep it real.
Wait, hold on. Sean is talking about dating in 2018 as a...
Sean's
talking about dating in 2018 as a male and meeting women with
so,
children. You're talking about dating in 2018 as a female meeting men with children.
I think it's hard to determine the difference. Because I'm literally going from a teenager to an adult of my dating difference. So it's going to be different no matter what. Like, dating at 17 when you're barely making money, and dating at 26 when you make money, it's like...
Oh, he got
it's gonna
money.
Be different. It's going to be different.
Yeah, because you don't know if you're getting used or not.
I mean, at high school, you go to fucking the movie theater and, like, get a slice of pizza. Like, that's
and you get that money, and you get that money for your parents too.
Right.
Oh my, that's
different. Like, that dating is so different than being an adult. Yeah.
You should have different.
So I can't really
especially
compare
when you're thinking about your future.
Time.
You're thinking about your future now. Like.
Yeah.
So this is why I think dating is hard. So I've heard a lot of things from my single friends. Like, I think dating for women is harder nowadays because dudes just be crazy.
I don't know. I keep getting the ones who want to marry me, so...
Okay. They want to marry you, but
What's easier though? That's my question. You said it's easier, right?
No, I said it's harder now because harder. Like some dudes just. I've talked to people who have told me like dudes just go straight from, hello, how are you? You know, back in the day you'd be like, how are you doing? You know, or what's your favorite color? Like so now they just like
they go straight to what's good with you.
What's good with you? When are you coming over? And when can I get to your dwelling home? When can I get to your place of dwelling and we can Netflix and chill and we can just keep it moving? Like when like they that's what dating is today. Like that's not dating.
Like, even when me and Kaylin,
it depends on the age, you guys. Okay?
It does depend on age.
There's a time and place. Because right,
we are talking about our age.
It does depend on the age. Because when me and Kaylin met, I was a fresh 21. I didn't really drink. Like,
he corrupted you.
I didn't have a lot of experience with certain things. So now it's like dating someone now is like, ooh, like I honestly don't think I would want to date in 2018. Like, I would just be single, independent, doing me, paying my rent, getting my money, getting my coins, shopping. Like, it's different. Like, so talking to my are we single? No. Talking to my single
On our taxes we single.
Talking to my single friends and hearing their experience, it's hard.
Man.
Like, what do I say on the first date? What do you mean? What do you say on the first date?
Yeah.
You talk, you be yourself. Right. But you also got to think about, in the back of this guy head, so when are we going to do this Netflix and chill? I'm trying to get back to my crib. Like,
that makes sense.
Like, it's hard. It's complicated. Like, me and Kaylin's first date was at Dave & Buster's. Simple. Food, drinks, play.
I think that as a, like, over 20... It's more honesty.
And seriousness.
Sense. Because I would tell a girl straight up, like, yo, I'm just trying to, I don't want a relationship. Where, like, teenagers, you're lying. Like, at least me and all my friends. You lie to a girl and take whatever you can just so you can hit. So, as a 20-year-old, I feel like it's more honesty. You'll tell a female, like, yo, I really don't want a relationship. Or a female might tell you, like, I don't want a relationship. I'm just cool. Where we at right now. That would be another difference. I think it's more honesty right now.
I think it's more common.
We're talking about dating in 2018.
I understand, but maybe because I can call guys on their bullshit.
I don't think a lot of females can, though.
I don't think a lot of females can, but like...
I don't think a lot of guys can call females.
That's right. True, that's too. That goes both ways.
Because when I was younger, I had my guy I was talking to. The guy I was getting pizza to the dorms, and the guy that was paying for all my friends and stuff to do everything.
And I was neither one of these guys.
Nah, this is all getting cut out. You know what's funny as shit?
Yo!
You know what's funny as shit?
It's not getting cut out.
It's not getting... All right, no. It don't matter to me. So, what's funny as shit is, what Egypt talking about, me and my friends in high school used to say that shit, but we called it like a starting five. So, what I really mean is, that starting five looks better than the bench. So, at the starting five, bluff, like you said...
Meanwhile, the bench players is who you need to be with.
Yeah, the bench players are going to be reliable. The bench players are going to do what they have to do all the time.
But you're trying to put them on the sideline.
Yeah, because we want the starting five.
Well, my starting five...
So, like, what you just said is kind of very similar. Like, you got the one dude who...
It's true. It's true, but then...
You just had a three.
But then, you get that one person that comes around, mm-hmm. that's reliable, mm-hmm. got money, mm-hmm. Good values, good family, and then it's like, I don't need you. I don't need to use you. I don't need free pizza. Oh, I don't need you to buy me clothes. I don't need somebody that's cute but don't got no brains. Like, this is a good guy. I'm gonna settle down. I'm gonna have fun. I'm enjoying my life. You wanna meet my family? I want you to meet my family. Like, that's what I need. Okay, so we all know dating in 2018 is hard. All these technological, is that how you say
technology?
It? Technology advances and Netflix and chill, and it's a lot in these dating apps. Like, it's really hard. So, what is everyone's advice? Like, what advice do you have for getting back out there and just dating in general? Kaylin, you want to take it away?
So, just honestly, dating, like, don't be scared, first of all. Because if you're scared, you know, scared money don't make no money. So if you're scared to go up to somebody that you are interested in, or even just to talk to somebody, you're not going to get nowhere. Because at the end of the day, then, you know, you're just not going nowhere because you're not going to talk to that person. I don't care if you're in school or if you're at work or whatever. Be confident in yourself. That's one. So two, when it comes to dating, be respectful. I think that's the element that's missing nowadays. A lot of people are not respectful. So that's why there's a lot of single people. You don't respect yourself, you don't respect the person you're trying to talk to, then you're not going to go nowhere. Like, it's just straight and simple. Like, people say they want to be in relationships, but then they do stupid stuff like ask girls if they want to immediately have sex after they just met them. Like, be respectful, be yourself, respect yourself, and you will go far, my young friends.
Precious.
I kind of disagree.
When dating someone, you guys, when you're trying to date, just make sure everything you want out of this is known from the get-go. When I used to date, all the time, I had a list. Okay?
Throw it away.
I had a list.
This is her advice.
Depending on when I would go on a date with a guy, depending on what he said and how he acted, I knew what kind of box I could put him in. I can put him in the fuckboy box. I can put him in the potential box. I can put him in the friends and benefits box. I can put him in the just friends box. I had a box, okay? Just know that. But you always gotta just make it know what you want and what you don't want. You always can notice a change in somebody when you're talking to them. You can notice it. It could be like a little switch. You say something and now he's like, it's time to go. It's time for me to take you back home because you're not gonna do what he wants you to do. You're not that type of girl. So, or you're not the type of guy. Because some girls are only out for the little doom-doom, too.
Not the doom-doom.
The doom-doom.
The little doom-doom.
The little doom-doom.
Okay. So, just dating out here, just know what you want.
And respect yourself.
And respect yourself. Just,
this is about Precious, Kaylin.
Well, she agreed. Because if you don't respect yourself, then you just out here.
But this is about Precious right now.
Okay. If you don't, for real. But at the end of the day, if you don't respect you, you're going to fall for everything.
Boom.
That's what it is.
Shaka laka.
Because you can be like, let's do some. You can be like, yeah. Because you want to prove it.
And then you're going to end up in jail. Something crazy going
to
happen.
Or you might end up pregnant. Or you might be end up high on drugs and pregnant. And stuck with addiction. Who knows? Crazy stuff happens. I've been watching too much Lifetime over the years. But...
Sean, what's your piece of wisdom that will take probably 25 minutes?
Yeah, honest with the person you're dealing with. Let them know straight up if you want to be with them or if you don't. Long term, at least. You know, if you're not taking the person serious, don't lead them on to something. Like, thinking this is going to be one thing when, in your mind, you're not taking it that serious. So, you know, just don't mislead a person.
Right, respect the other person. Like I was saying earlier, respect yourself, respect the other person.
I agree.
Egypt, you want to wrap us up, take us home?
Cheating and dating. So my thoughts on cheating first. If you have the urge or if you feel like you're going to cheat, like just let the other person know.
You're not meant to be.
Just be honest. There's no point of holding on, trying to keep something alive and having fun on the side. Have your fun on the side. Don't hold this person down. Because at the end of the day, it's not going to happen. Second,
let me just add to you.
Can I finish?
Of course you can. If you want to, you know what I'm saying, cheat, ask your girl to role play. Ask her to dress up like Betty Bop or whatever, whoever you're trying to be like.
Betty Bop or Betty Boop?
Betty Boop, Betty Bop, Wop Wop. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know how to pronounce her name.
If you wanted to be like Beyonce, ask her to dress like Beyonce. Or Rihanna, ask her to dress like Rihanna.
Or if you want to have another feel or be someone else, Ms. just let Parker. Them know.
Role play is
and do
play.
That.
Yeah. That was my closing remark. Go ahead, Egypt.
Okay, now dating in 2018. Oh my gosh, oh my gosh. My lady friends, I'll be talking to them. The tea, everything that I'm hearing is crazy. The dating apps, the crazy ask that these guys be talking about. Like, it's a lot. It's really hard. But my advice is, I know everyone, end of the day, everyone wants to be with someone that loves you. You want to have a family. You want to get married. Like, that's the point of life. Like, to me, that's the point of life. My advice is, if you're looking for love, don't go hard. You're not going to find someone in a club. You're not going to find someone shaking your butt, twerking, ow, get a girl, let me get your number, come back to my crib. No, it's not going to happen like that. My personal opinion and my advice is you're going to find someone in a random place. School, work, the grocery store, the library, pumping your gas. Like, you're going to find it not looking for it. Like, enjoy your life, live your best life, and work on yourself. So stay tuned, y'all. And we're going to be on Instagram. Right. Send us all your questions, comments, everything, your thoughts about the episode.
We love each and every one of you. We love
and our next episode is going to be communication, everything about communicating effectively in a relationship. And thanks for listening, y'all.
Kill them, folks.
Later.
Okay. We out.
That was a lot. Y'all are worse than Caden. I'm sorry. Oh, y'all.